Because it's intelligence. Real intelligence is the agua. This is a droplet of intelligence in me or in animal. But intelligence as something, it's there. It's the essence of humanity. So it's out there. Not in visible world, but in understandable universe. He wants to talk about all of this. So he will start with those logical fellows and say, those logical fellows and their logical interpretation of the word of God is not it. It's the tradition of that prophet who was living it. Because if you don't live it, it's just a theory. So, let's start, shall we? Peter.
Which line did I do?
Line 62, 61.
The doctrine?
Yes, the doctrine. Because before that, suddenly Rumi changed the way he was talking, and he stopped talking about talking to us. He turned around and said, oh, my beloved, you are the essence of the essence, and you're doing all of this. If I'm a believer, you do it. You make a believer non-believer, you turn the non-believer to a believer. Everything is up to you. Let's come back to you. Now, yes, the doctrine.
The doctrine held by the, by the eye of sense is Mu'tazilism, whereas the eye of reason is Sunnite in respect of union. Those enthralled to sense perception are Mu'tazilites. From misguidedness, they represent themselves as Sunnites. Anyone who has escaped from sense perception is a Sunnite. The man endowed with vision is the eye of sweet-paced reason. If the animal sense could see the king, then the ox and the ass would behold Allah.
You see, up to here, you understood his explanation. He said, these two groups, I choose them. The Sunni. And by Sunni, he means the traditionalist. Because they go, Sunnat means tradition. The Sunni. And he divided it and he labeled it. The label is amazing. The eye of Mu'tazile, these logical people, is hes, means feeling. Because hes is not only feeling in Persian language or Arabic. Hes at the same time means senses. And they depend on the senses they have. The Sunni, the traditionalist, their base is aql, intelligence. Because this is what they call aql, not that one. Because from now on, you should be ready for the names to be used as opposite. In book one, we said, Aql is intelligence and is that lady. Here we want to talk about real intelligence. So we call another Aql, which is the fifth insight. That's why we named that Aql. Deep, deep down in humanity, you will find intelligence. Again, yes. But other side of it, the intelligence which is not based on me and my personal interest and capital I. That's what it is. So explain it. Listen, these intelligent fellows, they are silly-billy. And because they depend on these antennas they have. But they prefer to be called Sunnis because they believe that this is the tradition of the Prophet. Let me tell you this. If the eyes are enough for seeing, therefore the monkey will see Allah. Because if it is two eyes, the eye of a monkey is equal to mine. The eye of a little insect is better than mine because they see even ultraviolet. It's not this. The thing that we want to see is something else, right? That pretension is nonsense. But what is that something else? Is there something else?
if besides the animal sense thou hadst not another sense outside of the desire of the flesh, then how should the sons of Adam have been honored? How, by means of the common sense, should they have become privileged?
This is the point. He said, okay, you want to know if there are other senses? Because this is the simple question you would have. I would say, these five senses you have are not it. Okay, where's the other one? He said, first of all, don't say it is not here. If it was not another sense to we, what about that? That over there in that book, God claims that I honored the people to teach them their names. So, what about that? What do you understand about that? Because that special relation we believe between me and my Creator is something else. Right? Now,
you're calling formless or formed is vain without your departure from form.
As long as your form and your trapped within forms, how dare you to cut something out about with form or without form? If you're in it, if you're in a pool, if you're deep down in the water, could you say in the water and outside? Outside, you don't understand, you have never been. You have to have a touch of that to be able to recognize it. Because this is not very important for the moment, because this is the argument between Mu'tazili and Sunni, is we are going to see the God. How? Mu'tazili will say, without eyes we will see. Because they told us you will see it. So God will do something that with this we'll see the God. The Sunni will say, no, he's not visible to this. We will be given another eye, something else. You see how the argument started in that time. That's why he brings this, that, oh, the Sunni, they said, he is beyond the imagination. You cannot imagine it, because musawwar means that. The Mu'tazili said, yes, you could imagine it. He says, all of those are incorrect. Really?
Formless or formed, he is with him that is all kernel and has gone forth from the husk.
The problem is that the word is not form, but is form as well. In Arabic and Persian language, that word has so many meanings, because it's a family of meanings. The verb is saud. Tasawwur means to imagine. Surat means face. So it's face, imagination, and visible or invisible. All of this mixed together. Because that's what that philosophical argument is all about. That, are you going because this prophet said you are going to see the truth? Then the argument is, do I see the truth with my eyes? Or with something else? Your intention is towards eyes. No. We see the truth with our heart, not with our eyes. Because if it was with the eyes, the animal will see the truth. Truth is an abstraction. So you have to have something else. He says, yes, these five different senses, we say, look at them. These belong to humanity, and will explain the imagination I'm going to talk about. Because we're going to talk about imagination. We will not talk about common sense, should we? If you talk and argue about it, it's not common sense. We jump. Do you remember we didn't talk about yearning because it was not necessary? We started with love. Here, we start with imagination because that's the base. That's inside. Yes?
If you are blind, 'tis no crime in the blind. If not, go, for patience is the key to success. The medicine of patience will burn the veils over your eye and will also effect the opening of your breast. When the mirror of your heart becomes clear and pure...
Excuse me, this opening of your breast is a really... doesn't do, because sadhu... It is opening the sadhu, and it's not even opening. Let's just start from the beginning. Is a listen. First of all, if you don't see those other senses I'm talking about, so what? You're blind. Remember that. Because we'll come back to that. Because you have something covering your vision. And all these curtains should be burned out with one thing. Sad. Patient. The stuff that your brain doesn't have at all. And you know what? There is some magical stuff over there that will burn it and rebuild it. Rebuild it with what? Sharh-e-sadr. Sharh is explanation, is analysis, and almost that. And sadr means chest, means the highest place. When you go in the parliament, there is someone who is sitting on the highest chair. That highest chair will be called sadr. In any gathering, there is a designated place that in ancient time it should be really in a higher level, and we call it sadr, means the top, the highest level. And analysis of that, and there is another sadr, which is the position. Someone, the caliph, is the one at the sadr, at the top. So, different meanings, it will not do it like that. He's trying to say, I'm talking about burning something, which is the building the opposite. With the sadr, with patience, you will get rid of this me, the chest that the chimp will be proud to knock on, and you will have open your chest, means your heart will come out, because this is the protection of your heart. Remember, Eve is made of a piece of this is that sadr. Therefore, it should be built and it should be burned at the same time. The old one will burn, the new one will arrive. Because you need to give up something. Do you remember that? Do you remember the mirror stuff? Which we said, to become a mirror, you don't have to add something to it. Get rid of some nonsenses from there. Because that's the place we are referring to. Two verses, yes?
When the mirror of your heart becomes clear and pure, you will behold images outside of water and earth. You will behold both the image and the image maker, both the carpet of empire and the carpet spreader.
This is the end of the point. He made his point. He said, listen, this eye, forget about it. You have to open another eye. Do you remember I said you should polish yourself and become a mirror? Are you going to have a sandpaper and change it to other stuff in your bath and really polish your body? This will never become a mirror. Why? This is matter. And matter is a show-off. Matter is a visible stuff. We need something which is not the real matter in you. It is heart. That heart could be selfless.